Imagine a single gene with a variant that has the potential to negatively impact your longevity as much as smoking a pack of cigarettes every day for 25 years. Today, we're talking about the FOXO3 gene, one of the most studied genes linked to longevity.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
Human beings have been looking for ways to increase our lifespan since at least the beginning of recorded history. Before modern science, people would tell each other these crazy stories of a fountain of youth, and more recently, stem cells and cryogenic freezing have inspired these dreams of immortality. The average life expectancy on Earth has been rising for generations due to improvements in medical knowledge and procedures, but some of the reasons we do or don't live for a long time are purely genetic, which is where the FOXO3 gene comes into play. Now imagine FOXO3 as a cellular guardian, constantly on the lookout for threats to your well-being. It acts like a master switch, controlling the expression of numerous genes involved in cellular repair, stress resistance, and overall longevity. It does this by encoding a transcription factor, a protein that binds to DNA and regulates the activity of other genes, so it's even linked to things like regulating insulin signaling and protein metabolism in muscles. But how exactly does it help with lifespan? So, studies have shown that increased FOXO3 appears to promote tissue regeneration, autophagy, which is a cellular recycling system, and the growth of stem cells. And then there's also the increase in the production of regulatory T cells, which regulate the immune response, promote tolerance of harmless proteins, and prevent autoimmunity. Some variations in the FOXO3 gene are enormously beneficial, and others are enormously risky. So let's start with the risky ones. At RS2802292, which has the greatest effect of any single SNP yet studied in FOXO3, the TT genotype confers the same risk as smoking a pack a day for 25 years, having 20 mmHg higher systolic blood pressure. Another SNP, the RS2802288, has a similar impact on longevity, and they're usually inherited together. Now for the positives. Here's a list of all the alleles and SNPs associated with positive longevity benefits. This is going to be fun to say. Okay, here we go. The G allele at RS1221207, the G allele at RS768023, the C allele at RS2253310, the A allele at RS2802288. The G allele at RS12202234, the G allele at RS17069665.
Whew, mamma mia.
My list still has another 8 alleles at different SNPs, but you get the point. It's been studied quite a bit. But luckily, because it's been studied, there are recommendations that help induce FOXO3 if you do carry the negative variants of this gene. For example, many polyphenols commonly found in plants that we eat, especially fruits and vegetables, are capable of inducing FOXO3. Understanding your variant can help you take action to improve your longevity. South Dakota actually has a FOXO3 gene report that analyzes all the different SNPs that I've talked about and lets you know if you have lower, typical, or higher levels of the FOXO3, empowering you to take actionable steps to improve your lifespan and overall health. I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets, and if you're interested in diving more into detail about other important genes, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasting.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.